This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People in psychological distress often turn to emergency rooms for hospitals in hospitals, but many ERs are not equipped. In some cases, patients can stay in the ER for days just waiting for treatment elsewhere. And that puts a strain on other emergency services as well. From WABE in Atlanta, Ellie Yu reports.
It's a Thursday morning, and the emergency room at Grady Memorial Hospital in downtown Atlanta, like many ERs, is busy. In the ER's behavioral health wing, a couple of officers accompany a man who seems a bit agitated.
Police officers just brought this gentleman in.
Michael Clays is executive director of Grady's Behavioral Health Services, the hospital psychiatric department. He says it's not uncommon for law enforcement to bring people here to the ER.
And we want to see that sometimes because we don't want to see somebody who's got mental illness, you know, be taken to jail unnecessarily. So they'll make the decision to bring them here and they'll drop them off and we'll do our normal evaluations, etc.
Clay says the number of people coming to the ER for a behavioral health issue has been growing. Back in 2012, Grady's ER saw about 500 patients a month. Today, it's double that to 1,000. And more mental health patients means longer wait times for treatment beds.
We would not accept that for any other disease.
John Rogers is president-elect of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
And we should not accept this for mental disease.
In a nationwide survey conducted by the group, more than a fifth of ER doctors say they've had patients stay in the ER for 2 to 5 days, just waiting for inpatient psychiatric care. Rogers says the shortage of mental health services and psychiatric treatment beds has contributed to the issue. But he says ERs are also not the best place to serve mental health patients.
There's not much that we do. We restrain them and we sedate them, but we don't really treat them.
Rogers would like to see more funding for mental health resources, like for preventive treatment. But in the meantime, he'd like more ERs to develop treatment protocols with psychiatrists, so at least care can start there as just one way to address the issue. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.